Now, though, we move down the road, down Route N, about 12 miles from Columbia, and David Sapp will introduce us to Easley, Missouri, and the Easley store. Let me start by just having you explain, first of all, what the Easley store was and why the Historical Society felt, out of all the different businesses that might have been around in the past, this one in particular was one that you wanted to save.
The Easley store, we think, was very unique in our county's history. The Easley store originally was constructed, we believe, in the year 1890 by William Green Easley. And it served as a store through three generations of the Easley family until about 1990. So we're talking a 100-year span in the same family, three generations of the same family. And it really was a classical story of a store that many people here in Boone County still remember, but certainly that goes back a long ways. And we felt it was important to tell the story of the stores and their importance to rural communities, and felt that this was an excellent way to do it with one of our own landmarks that people will enjoy.
And you mentioned that it was in business until 1990.
Closed about then, yes.
Right around in that era, and then closed up and just kind of sat there for a while. And as I mentioned in the open of the program, rather than just do a display, have some pictures, maybe a shelf with some items, you guys actually have taken the entire store and moved it onto the grounds there.
Well, not quite. And I should clarify, too, before somebody gets the wrong impression, the store was actually used as a business even past 1990.
I see.
But not really as a country store anymore.
It okay.
It was leased out and used as a trail convenience stop, you know,
sure,
the Katy Trail, and bicycle rentals, and I think convenience items. And
right. Primarily because that area has really turned into a stop along the Katy Trail for people riding their bikes or jogging or whatever.
I believe that really 1995 does mark the end of it, its use for anything, because of course it was badly inundated in the 1993 floods.
Right.
They had made the owner and the lessee renter had made a recovery, and I saw a story. They were just about ready to open in the spring of 95, and then you know what happened then. So
here comes more water.
So I think that was the final straw.
Yeah.
But I did want to clarify that. And another clarification. The store building that we have here has relatively little actual material from the original store. We didn't move the store. The reason we didn't move it in its entirety was simply because the structure was totally shot in 2005, 2 years ago, when I proposed this project to the society. But what we were able to do, a number of us worked on at the old store site and salvaged what materials we could from the old store and learned what we could. We were doing two things. We were salvaging materials, but we were also learning the details, the intricacies of how the store was constructed. And utilizing that information and the help of architect Brian Pape, and Brian documented the building construction, and I took many photographs, and we discovered a number of things so that we could accurately, for the most part, we were reproducing the store. Now,
okay,
the windows in the store that are here now are all but one are our original, and we have some original trim work. We have some of the original lumber on the roof, but for the most part, the stuff that people see is a replication, but an accurate replication of that old store. We also used in that research, by the way, so people understand, we have some wonderful photographs from the interior in the early 1950s, and so we have been as accurate and as authentic as we can in this.
One of the things that's interesting about this is that you've got a small town and this store, which was a part of that town, but the town, as is made obvious by the name and the store, also was part of a family, very well-known family, of course, in Boone County. Raymond Easley was the county collector for a long time, and I know that some of our audience members will remember Mr. Easley very well, myself included. And so the fact that this was not just the story of a store and a small town, but also a family, I imagine that they've been very pleased with how this has all come about as well.
Well, they have, Darren, and I think it's one of the real joys of this project. When the idea came to me, and it really came to me just happened to be driving by and saw the old store, and of course I have recollections of it from my earlier days, but I started wondering what was going to happen to it, and contacted the family, and after a couple of discussions, it started to gel in my mind what we could do with it, essentially what we're doing now, and I proposed that they give us the rights to salvage what we could of the old building in exchange for this reconstruction on the grounds here. And Raymond and Amy Easley had three daughters, all of whom, of course, are living, and one of them lives here in Boone County, and the other two, one lives in Texas and one on the East Coast. The three girls have been just really excited about this. They've contributed a number of documentary materials that particularly Amy Easley had collected over the years to help me document the history of the store. These photographs I told you about came from the family collection, and they've generously allowed us to copy those and use those, of course, and some other things like that. Recently, of course, I keep them appraised of this project, and I spoke to Dee Dee Easley Morris, who lives here in Boone County, just recently, and she and her two sisters that live away are all going to be able to be here for a private reception that we're going to give for our contributors later in May, and then we're going to open to the public in June. But, yes, the family has I think initially they wondered about this thing, but as they see it coming together, they're excited. And I agree with you. The fact there's a story of stores here, if you will, but there's also the story of the Easley family, a good representative family to talk about too. There are many aspects of this that I think all come together wonderfully in our reconstruction of the store.
When you were talking with the Easley family, were they telling you stories or things about the store about which you weren't already aware?
Yes, they were, and many other people have also added to that. They did not have complete information. I've tapped into other people who I've interviewed and added to that. In fact, one of my commitments to them, just sort of a personal commitment, Amy Easley had indicated in a newspaper account back in the 80s, I believe it was, that she was collecting materials and was going to write a history of Easley in the community and the store. She didn't get that accomplished before she passed away. And when I found that, I'm speaking to the daughters, one of my driving forces on this is to document this history. I always do that anyway on these projects.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do it, and I love to write about it and get it down so it doesn't get lost. And so I told the three women that I would, in fact, write that history and dedicate it to their mother, Amy Easley. And so I've used their materials, and that monograph is coming together here pretty nicely in the next few weeks. And it will be available for people to purchase when they come into the store if they're interested in learning some more of these stories. But I've used the family and others. Many others have been able to contribute and add to this, too.
That's terrific. We're talking with David Sapp, a local historian with the Boone County Historical Society, as they're working on the restoration of the Easley store on the Historical Society grounds there, the campus they have here in Columbia. And you're going to be doing a presentation tonight. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at Daniel Boone Regional Library here in Columbia. It's called The Easley Store, A Local Treasure. Tell me a little bit about the specifics of the presentation and what you're going to be doing tonight.
Darren, I'm going to be using some of the wonderful materials that I've gathered through this research in a PowerPoint presentation, but so that people can visually see a lot of the exciting things we've been talking about. I've got some of the wonderful old historic photographs. I'm also going to be providing a capsule summary of the history of the store and the people that ran it. There was also a train depot, train station, mm-hmm. right there at Easley until the 1950s. So the MKT angle, the Katy angle, if you will, the railroad, was important. And, of course, the Missouri River was right behind the store. So I'll be touching on all of those and showing people some of these amazing photos and memorabilia that we have, and at the same time then also telling them a little bit about the historic village, the history village, really, that we're creating here in Nifong Park, and inviting them in just a few weeks to come out to see it. We have dubbed this history village Boone Junction.
Okay.
And as just a name to designate what initially will be the three buildings in it, namely Maplewood Home, a wonderful 1877 home that, of course, is owned by the city and that we at the Historical Society keep open, the Gordon Collins Cabin that the city moved to this site a couple of years ago, used to be on Stevens Lake Park mm-hmm. land, and now the Easley Store. And we have others that are coming in here over the next 2 or 3 years.
Terrific.
So I hope it'll be an interesting presentation that will energize people to learn more about the history of our stores and the river communities and Easley itself.
Let's talk a little more about the community itself, because we've talked about the store and obviously the Easley family. This is an interesting community. As you mentioned, there was a train depot there where they had their store. This was never a large community, but a thriving community that really kind of dwindled a bit. And now, just in very recent years, I think it's one of the several little towns along the Katy Trail that have gotten a little bit of a rejuvenation just because of the people that are coming through on their bicycles or hiking past the trails, done some things. But tell us a little bit about the story of the town of Easley.
Yeah, and Darren, you know, it's really not accurate for us to call it a town. I sometimes do that too. It was never never platted. In other words, there were never individual lots sold off there. There was a cluster of houses nearby. The dominant structure was the store. The train depot was there, as you mentioned. In the 1940s and into the early 1950s, there was a very high-tech manufacturing operation about 200 yards south of the store that made rock wool, an insulating material for homes.
I didn't know that. Okay, interesting.
And there's a great story behind that also. That manufacturing operation, as you can imagine, plus the store, it was really that was really boom times for that area. But generally speaking, the community, and that I think that is the right term
okay.
to use there, community, was a very dispersed one. It centered on the store and the train station, and geographically it centered on that, and the reason it did was because those were the primary services, including a post office, by the way, that the people in that part of the county needed, and people for 6 or 8 miles around there would consider Easley as their place of residence.
if you had a post office, that was always kind of one of the things. That and a school were kind of the things that I know that in some of the very small communities that I've had family in, the point at which some of these little towns stopped being considered a quote-unquote official town or city was when either the school or the post office disappeared. And
yes.
That's unofficial ways of looking at it, but it really is kind of
yeah.
the way people look at things.
Yes, that's right. And easily, again, it's a very interesting thing. William Green, who easily established the store, received a post office commission from the U.S. Postmaster in 1893, and it served as a post office for that area until 1951. So that's a rather long run also. But as you say, when they lost that post office commission and the railroad still came through there but wasn't stopping all the time,
mm-hmm.
and the store did continue. The store still was a drawing point for people, but it wasn't as critical as it had been in years past, because people now had automobiles and could go into Ashland or to Columbia to get their goods. That was those from 1950s on were declining years. But there's always been a sense, and you still get that, even though physically there are hardly any structures down there now at that location. There is still a sense of community, if you will, in that area. And I suspect for an awful long period of time, people will still call it easily.
Sure.
I'm sure many of your listeners are probably aware that the only real resurgence, if you will, commercial activity in the area, and fortunately this is happening, is Cooper's Landing.
Right.
Cooper's Landing is a mile or mile and a half north of where the old store used to sit. So many, many people from the old Easley area, if you will, of course, now may congregate or visit or stop in at Cooper's Landing, which is providing some of the same conveniences and services that the store did.
And that same kind of social setting. Coop's got some live music, and they serve
right.
some food, and so there's things to do and to see there as well. Well, again, the presentation, The Easley Store, A Local Treasure. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over at the Columbia Public Library, 100 West Broadway here in town, and you can always find out a lot more about what's going on both with The Easley Store and the History Village that we'll be very much looking forward to finding out more about, I'm sure, in the weeks to come, and all sorts of other wonderful things always happening at the Boone County Historical Society. And you can go online or give them a call if you want to find out more about that.
Maybe I could mention, too, right now, Darren, that as of June the 13th, that's a Wednesday, we will open up a Boone Junction, those three buildings that I mentioned to you, including the Easley Store. Those will be open for docent guided tours. There will be a small fee, just because we do have some minor expenses here that we have to cover.
Well, sure.
But I think people are going to enjoy those. They'll have very well-trained docents to tell the history of all three of those buildings and the stories associated with them, and be able to stop in and browse at the store and sit around the stove and chew the fat. We won't allow them to spit tobacco anymore, I suppose.
Oh, jeez.
Doggone it.
Yeah, you got to leave a little bit of the old-time stuff out, I suppose. But it will probably not surprise people who are pretty regular listeners to this show, who know the way the things go with this fairly well. Probably won't be a big surprise to learn that I wasn't asking a lot more information about that, because I have every intention of getting you back on between now and then so we can talk more about the History Village, because I definitely want to get a lot more into that rather than just the specifics of the Easley Store today, because I think that's just going to be a blast, and you guys have always got things out there, and I love talking about the history of these communities in Boone County, so we'll get you guys back in here between now and the opening of that History Village.
Plan on it, yeah.
Terrific. Well, David Sapp, best of luck tonight. I'll let you grab a hammer and get back to work, because I know you're out there working today on the store and getting it ready for just a few weeks from now when the History Village opens up. And good luck tonight, 7 o'clock at the library.
Thank you, Darren.